Verse 8, and I'm reading it. But Abner the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim, and made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Here is the beginning of the division of the kingdom, which will come after the reign of Solomon, when Jeroboam leads a rebellion again. But here is the fracture at this time. At first, David is made king over the southern kingdom of Judah. But the 10 northern tribes now make Ish-bosheth, who is a son of Saul, make him king. And what happens? We're told, but the house of Judah followed David. And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Now, this was an interval of civil war. That is, war between the northern kingdom and David and Judah in the south. And it depleted the resources and the energy of the nation. It was indeed a very tragic sort of thing. Now, will you note what happened? And Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon, and Joab the son of Zeruiah and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon, and they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool and the other on the other side of the pool. Now they were attempting, first of all, by negotiation to work out something to prevent a civil war. But as you well know, and certainly we in this country ought to have learned by now, that when you have folk on one side who are determined on one course and people on the other side determined on another course, that negotiation is practically valueless. It's generally an exercise in futility. And that is exactly what this will be. Now, you will notice verse 13, and Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool. They sat down, one on the one side, the other on the other side of the pool. Abner said to Joab, "Let the young man now arise and play before us." And Joab said, "Let them arise." In other words, let the young man now come together. Then they arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And they caught every one of his fellow by the head, thrust his sword in his fellow's side, so they fell down together. In other words, they were going to let this be the way of settling it. It was a sore battle that day, and Abner was beaten and the men of Israel before the servants of David. They tricked David at the beginning, but David was prepared for this type of trickery, and so he immediately was able to engage him in battle. Now, actually, you have a veteran of many campaigns now. David is not the little innocent shepherd boy that we met at the beginning. He's now a veteran who has spent time hiding in the caves and dens of the earth, who's collected men of war around him. And he's a rugged man now, an adept at this type of warfare. And so he was able to get victory over Abner and the host, that is, a superior number. Now you have an incident that took place, and I merely call attention to it because it is to play a very prominent part a little later on. Asahel was following Abner, and Asahel was a brother of Joab. This man Joab was David's captain, and Abner was Saul's captain, and he's the one that's leading. And Abner said to him, "Turn thee aside to thy right hand or to thy left, and lay thee hold on one of the young men, and take thee his armor." But Asahel would not turn aside from following of him. In other words, Asahel took out after Abner, and Abner turned around and said, "Quit following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab thy brother?" And he was no match for him at all. And finally, Abner turned around and drove a spear through him. And that means he's killed the brother of Joab. Now that means that in Joab's heart, there will be this bitterness and hatred and a desire to get revenge. And it will come later on. Now that is the end of this chapter. We have the funeral of Azahel, and Joab and his men went all night. They came to Hebron at break of day, and they reported to David all that had taken place.